Psalm 119, verses 153 to 160, that's our passage today. Look on my suffering and deliver me, for I have not forgotten your law. That's how the psalmist begins this section. Defend my cause and redeem me, preserve my life according to your promises. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek out your decrees. Your compassion, Lord, is great. Preserve my life according to your laws. Many are the foes who persecute me, but I have not turned from your statutes. I look on the faithless with loathing, for they do not obey your word. See how I love your precepts. Preserve my life, Lord, in accordance with your love. All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal. Who do you call when your journey takes a sharp turn? Where do you go when unexpected circumstances barge into your life? What do you do when you find soft spots in what you thought to be solid? What's your go-to when discouragement and disappointment penetrate your soul? Well, the answer to these questions will vary. Some will have a good friend who is always just a text and a cup of coffee away. Others will determine Christian counseling is needed to help them clear the path of confusion. Still others will download a podcast and hear a needed message. All of these are valid and important sources, but I want to encourage you to make each of these your secondary source. Make God's Word your go-to. Scripture is God's love letter to you. Your Heavenly Father wants to communicate His heart and give you His perfect counsel. His compassion for you is incomparable. His words will preserve your life. Everything He says is true. All His words are right and eternal. Make God's Word your go-to. Use His Word as the standard by which to evaluate all secondary sources. So, Father, help me seek You first. Help me find guidance and encouragement in Your Word. And help me make You always my go-to. Give me the discernment to always evaluate all sources according to Your eternal Word. In Jesus' name, amen.